Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A proposal in the next state budget could end exclusive single-family residential zoning in Vilas County and all other municipal jurisdictions, allowing weekly rentals where they're not presently allowed. Vilas County has two residential zoning districts. Home rentals are allowed in both. However, one type of rentals must be monthly, whereas another can be less than a month. Under the proposed budget, all home rentals can be less than monthly. The budget language says a political subdivision would not be allowed to enact an ordinance which would prohibit the rental of a residential dwelling for 7 consecutive days or longer. Zoning Committee Chair Jay Verhulst says the measure was well disguised in the budget. He says Vilas County would not be able to stop weekly rentals in what's known as the R1 district. Committee member Chuck Hayes recalled that this was floated 2 years ago, and in a public hearing there was strong opposition and it died. Hayes says the budget language was ambiguous, hastily written, and has no basis for weakening R1 zoning. The committee approved a letter to the governor urging he veto the provision should it be included in the final biannual budget. The Forest County Board Tuesday approved giving or selling a portion of land at the fairgrounds in Crandon to Hometown Trolley to make way for the company to expand. WJFW-TV reports the company has a plan to expand but needed the space to make it happen. After considerable discussion, the Forest County Board approved the land deal. A question arose that if the county sells part of the fairgrounds, the deed states that comparable facilities need to be found if the transaction lasts more than 20 years. A committee was formed to work on fair options. Interim Director of the Forest County Economic Development Partnership, Mark Ferris, says he thinks all parties can work out a deal.
Well, I think ultimately that it's a very positive result. Some things to work out, some details, but I'm confident that those things can be addressed and taken care of to the satisfaction of you know, everyone involved, be it, first of all, Hometown Trolley, the county board, and then the Forest County Fair Group.
Ferris says the planned expansion will have a major impact on Crandon and the area.
These are family-sustaining income type of jobs, and this is a company that's growing. That impact on the creation of jobs, the type of incomes that their employees can earn there, and then, you know, obviously the trickle-down effect with the money being spent in the community. And
Hometown Trolley makes trolley and buses for transportation that have a nostalgic theme. They employ 50 now, and when the expansion is done, could employ up to 200 persons. 2017 is being remembered as one of the worst fire seasons in the western U.S. in recent memory. 43 Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest workers are helping to fight wildfires in the western states, including Montana, Oregon, Nevada, California, South Dakota, and Washington. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says the people come from a variety of departments.
We have a variety of folks that all have their fire qualifications. So some of them may be wildlife tech, some of them are recreation specialists, you know, some of our dedicated fire personnel. So anybody that's got the qualifications across the forest is eligible to go out on fire assignments and support the efforts out west.
Markin says typical fire assignments are for 14 days plus travel and working 16 hours a day in harsh conditions, including smoke from the fires, heat, altitude, mountainous terrain, and sleeping in tents. Markin says the personnel also include the students from Blackwell Job Corps in Leona.
Yeah, we've had various crews from Blackwell go out. They've been kind of combined crews that are out there working in the camps. So, you know, mentioned they sleep in tents. And then there's a whole camp set up where they, you know, have a whole chow line and get all their morning briefings and anything like that. So we've had some of the students at Blackwell out there supporting the camp efforts. And I believe we've even had some on fire as well.
The Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest maintains a fire staff of 23. When not fighting fires, they contribute to land management duties. They conduct prescribed burns to restore the health of fire-adapted ecosystems and to improve habitat for wildlife, reduce hazardous fuel loading on the forest adjacent to private lands, and work with partner agencies on fire preparedness. Earlier this week, another candidate entered the race for governor, a political outsider who will run as a Democrat. Mike McCabe spent 15 years working for campaign and political reform with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He later founded Blue Jean Nation, a grassroots political organization designed to reform government. He announced his intention this week at the family farm in Clark County that he was running for governor. He says the public has to rise up and change what he calls a corrupt political system.
We got to reach a point where we've got an economy in Wisconsin where if you work, you won't be poor. So there's got to be living wages for every worker. There's got to be health care for all. There's got to be internet to every doorstep, every single household in the state, and we've got to have debt-free education and job training. We've got to give people the tools to do more for themselves and for each other. We've got to empower 5 million people in the state.
He says the state has to reverse the long-held theory that by giving tax breaks to a few, it will eventually trickle down. McCabe says the campaign system favors the wealthy and what he calls bribery.
When you run for governor, you can take as much as $20,000 from a single individual. You can take $86,000 from a political action committee, and I can't in good conscience take them. I'm not going to take any donation over $200. And to me, that means that this campaign is going to have to be people-powered and crowd-funded. It's going to have to be a lot of people giving small amounts of money and giving of their time and their energy.
McCabe says he will enter the Democratic primary as running as an independent puts a candidate up against very long odds to win. Tomorrow we'll hear from another Democrat hoping to win the governor's job, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers. Our weather forecast for tonight, look for some fog late, otherwise clear, low 53. Thursday, sunny, high near 80. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Bill. I'm Ken Kroll.